Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
If you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary that abducts people and probes them? No, but I guarantee at least 5 planets or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs, and if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth, but there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function, what cool ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'd probably cry, to be honest. I would cry and probably, like, rethink what's going on in my life, and that would be like, what's up, how's it going? That's what I would ask it. I'll just act like it's normal human, you know?
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford.
And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 17th, Chuck's Comedy Club is happening at 9 p.m. at Hunt Union's waterfront. On Tuesday, February 18th, Activities Council is hosting Trivia, happening at 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 19th, there's a first-gen panel discussion happening at Waterfront. Students will come together and host a panel led by leaders discussing the struggles and successes they had as first-gen students. Come at 6 p.m. at Fine Arts. Thursday, February 20th, join Student Care and Well-Being for a supportive class designed to improve your mental health. Stop by at Fine Arts Room 103 at 6 p.m. to learn more. Also happening Thursday, February 20th, join the Film Club from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater to watch Sixth Sense. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
I'm at the movies and they're playing our story. It's black and white and I can't stop watching at the bar.
devoted, and yet I love you forevermore. And yet I love you. And yet. Do I wish you well? I do. I wish you well. I do. I wish you well. I do.
To the graft again, just sold my voice for a long weekend. You bet it was worth it. There's no other place I'd rather reset. You got that right, love. If I wasn't yours, I'd be somewhere else, in some other time zone, trying to work things out myself. If I'm not moving you, I'll be straight on fire.
good luck. This is good luck.
I'm not done looking at my eyelids. Be quiet. And I've been stuck on autopilot for a couple days now. I've been in a daze now. Sure.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Loved head. Oh, 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 oh.
I drove into the city and I swear that I'm never going back again. I left my debit card off. I left a 58. I left my stone face, stone cold heart. Drove back to Roanoke. I hope my Pennsylvania blues start wearing off. We aren't dead yet, but we're not far from it.
This love you're seeking, this love you're after, will come to find you. It's a gentle blessing. The love surrounds you, and it's never ending. Standing there dressed in your finest garments, what we once called love has now departed. See, the road is not so long, my friend. Ah. I try to see you, but I keep on dreaming. They can take my clothes, I keep on leaving. One day I'll see you, I won't be sleeping. I won't be sleeping. I won't be. Standing there dressed in your finest garments, what we once called love has now departed. See, the road is not so long, my friend. I won't be sleeping.
Come down. No, I can't come down. No, I can't. And I don't need nothing but a good glance of wine. make it happy when you're happy. When you're happy, I'm happy. When you're happy, honey, I get happy too.
Misery. Let you. You're listening to Vinylthon.
Heard on radio stations around the world.
Because in vinyl, we trust.
I'm Jose. I work construction. My day starts at 4 a.m. Life's tight, but I eat right by choosing one day a week to prep multiple meals with healthy recipes. Then I freeze the extra. I save money by bringing lunch to work. Then dinner is already made. Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 17th, Chuck's Comedy Club is happening at 9 p.m. at Hunt Union's Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 18th, Activities Council is hosting Trivia, happening at 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 19th, there's a first-gen panel discussion happening at Waterfront. Students will come